The AI Reckoning, Nobel laureates, 6 million coders, and a $1.8 billion defense bet. Good morning. It's Tuesday, July 14th, 2026, and today the AI story is about accountability, who profits, who protests, and who foots the bill when this technology reshapes the economy faster than anyone planned. Let's start with the biggest signal of the week. More than 200 economists and researchers, including 15 Nobel laureates, issued a formal warning Monday that AI's economic disruption could dwarf the Industrial Revolution, arriving so fast that governments and institutions simply aren't ready. Crucially, the signatories include researchers from OpenAI, Anthropic, and Google themselves. When the people building the technology sign a letter warning the world can't handle what they're building, that's not a PR stunt. That's a real alarm bell. The letter calls on governments to act now on workforce displacement, safety guardrails, and economic transition support. That warning landed alongside a separate, more visible protest. On Saturday, about 400 people marched through San Francisco between the offices of OpenAI, Anthropic, and Google DeepMind, demanding a pause on training the next generation of frontier models. 200 protesters, some reports said 400. Either way, it's a growing street-level movement that mirrors what we've seen with climate. A gap between those building systems and the broader public scrambling to understand what comes next. Meanwhile, the market is moving at full sprint in the other direction. OpenAI's Codex just crossed 6 million active users, adding 1 million in a single day, which is triple the user base of Anthropic's Claude Code at 2 million. That's a striking gap in developer adoption, and it signals that OpenAI is pulling ahead in the coding assistant race, even as Anthropic has the reputation edge in safety. For developers and enterprise buyers, this is a real data point worth watching. On the talent side, there's a fascinating dynamic emerging out of London. Top AI researchers are leaving Google DeepMind for Anthropic and OpenAI, and the through line isn't compensation, it's geography. Researchers who want to be in San Francisco are moving, while those staying in London remain at DeepMind. It's a reminder that talent wars and AI are partly just talent wars about where you want to live. For companies trying to compete outside the Bay Area, this is a structural challenge that money alone won't solve. In defense tech, Munich-based Helsing just closed a $1.8 billion funding round, reaching an $18 billion valuation. That makes it the largest private raise in European defense tech history. Helsing builds AI for military applications, targeting, sensor fusion, electronic warfare. As NATO countries accelerate defense spending, AI-native defense startups are becoming serious infrastructure plays, and European investors are clearly betting big that sovereign AI capability in defense is non-negotiable. On the security front, cybersecurity startup Riken emerged from stealth with an on-device AI fraud detection shield. The founder was formerly Google's ClickFraud czar. The pitch is that as AI-powered fraud scales, you need AI on the device to fight back in real time. No cloud round trip, no latency. It's a timely bet given how fast deepfake and voice cloning fraud is accelerating. Finally, China's exports jumped 27% year over year in June, with AI-related hardware demand cited as a primary driver. That number matters because it reflects just how much of global AI infrastructure build-out flows through Chinese manufacturing, a geopolitical tension that isn't going away. Today's one business idea, an AI economic disruption readiness consultancy. The Nobel laureate letter creates immediate demand from mid-market companies asking, what does this mean for our workforce in the next 3 years? A boutique firm that translates the macro warnings into practical workforce transition roadmaps with AI tools embedded in the deliverable itself is fundable, billable at premium rates, and timely in a way that generic management consulting is not. The signatories just handed you your pitch deck. That's your morning AI briefing for July 14th. Stay sharp out there.